There are majority party sponsors in each house of the legislature for a bill to add greater oversight to the state's economic development contracts, but the measure failed to come to the floor for a vote. That's despite the fact that 9 former associates of Governor Cuomo have been charged with bribery and bid rigging, among other crimes, and are set to go on trial as early as the fall. Ron Deutsch with the union-backed think tank Fiscal Policy Institute says it's a missed opportunity.
It's another sad day in Albany when we have, all these scandals, the largest bid rigging scandal in state history, and we virtually ignored it.
Deutsch says the bill currently in the legislature is what he calls a common sense measure. It would reinstate oversight of the procurement of economic development contracts to the state controller. It has support from numerous government reform groups on the left and the right.
Providing the comptroller that oversight would provide the checks and balances that are needed. And I think if the comptroller had that power, that he would have, in fact, caught some of the bid rigging issues that were being dealt with in these contracts.
Governor Cuomo, who has had a rocky relationship with the state's controller, Tom DiNapoli, is against the bill. Cuomo says it does not go far enough.
I think it was the easy way to look like you were doing something about procurement, but not really doing anything about procurement. I don't think the controller's office is the place you go to for investigative work. That's not what they do. They are auditors.
Cuomo says it's a disappointment that ethics reform did not occur in the session. He's proposing instead a new inspector general who would work under the governor to root out corruption. Deutsch with Fiscal Policy Institute says an inspector under the authority of the governor just wouldn't work.
The governor's proposal was preposterous, quite frankly. It was, a fox guarding the henhouse kind of approach.
Cuomo also wants to make some changes in the legislature, where 2 former legislative leaders now face jail time for corruption. The governor wants to strictly limit outside income that lawmakers can earn. New York's legislature is technically part-time, so senators and assembly members are permitted to have other jobs. But both cases against the 2 former leaders hinged on misuse of their outside income for political and personal gain.
I said the greatest incentive, if you do ethics reform, I'll support a pay raise.
2 years ago, Cuomo and the legislature established what was to be a nonpartisan panel to consider granting pay raises. Senators and assembly members have not had a salary increase in 18 years. But there was feuding between the governor's appointees and the legislature's appointees. In the end, no decision was reached. Longtime Albany advocate Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters says there's a reason why the governor and lawmakers never seem to make reform a priority. She says the public doesn't always make the connection between corrupt behavior and dysfunction in Albany.
People care about things that impact their everyday lives, education, health care, property taxes. And ethics comes in somewhere around 10th or 13th. And legislators know that, and they figure, doesn't matter. I'm still going to get elected. I don't have to change anything. And they like the status quo.
While lawmakers did not have time to agree on ethics reform or some other items, they did apparently have time to party. The New York Public Interest Research Group totaled up the number of fundraisers held near the Capitol during the 2017 session. They found 183 fundraising events were held. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.